We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a fun day here today. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get some cat talk here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Oh, man. Cats back at it. Game three tonight. From Tampa Bay. They are up 2-0 in the series. Still can't stop watching the Bob save. I mean, I'm obsessed with it. Did you hear Paul Maurice yesterday at practice, Leroy, on his he kind of gave me the goosies thinking about what that play could do to certain people down here, kids who want to grow up being hockey players. He goes, those are the kinds of plays that make people want to be professional athletes and play goalie. Here was Paul Maurice yesterday at practice speaking on it, and I thought it was pretty cool.
There's a number of kids in the driveway this weekend. They all want to play goal for the first time, right? I mean, that's how it happens. They see something kind of magical. They all go and try it, right? And then they'll have five kids, and there'll be a street hockey game going somewhere, and everybody's going to want to be Bobrovsky, but they'll be flipping around in the net trying to do the spinorama kick saves. And well, that's what we did when we were growing up, right? Everybody wanted to be Guy Lafleur, and you'd fly down the ice and try to take a slap shot and it knuckle to the net. And that's what's great about being a kid. And that's how you grow the game, is you get some kids, see something, and that the people that they think are cool, and they try to emulate it. It's a good thing.
Very cool.
I've never seen him
smile
so much.
We know what happened in football a few years ago. Everybody wanted to make a damn one-handed catch.
Yo, oh, my God.
Oh, the Odell Sunday night.
Odell, you're spot on with that, dude.
Hey, wait. How many kids did, like,
no, you're right, Leroy, because then all of a sudden now people were coming to Giants game early to watch him practice, and he would catch the game, like he would catch balls.
Or how about Steph? Every kid wanted to shoot three-pointers. Yeah. Hey, Coach was talking about that, right? He said these kids come, all they want to do is shoot the three.
Yep. Yeah, Tony was telling us about that, Coach Tony Fiorentino. Yeah. So really, really cool moment yesterday or 2 days ago, obviously, with Bob's win. See what the Cats can do tonight. They can put a death grip on this series going up 3-0.
Question for
I
you,
I can
Toby.
Honestly say.
Hmm? Better moment.
That nobody watched me run over somebody and say that's what I wanted to do.
Now you do that all the time.
What about 3rd and 37?
You know what they were saying? Oh, man, if I was Robert Smith, I wouldn't have got caught.
Bob save?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or Bam's block on Tatum?
Bob save.
What was like crazier?
No, what was bigger? What
no,
was bigger?
Bam's block.
Bam's block. I thought you meant we were talking about the key.
Yeah, Bam won the game in overtime with that block. Bob, I mean, it was still second period, although you would have been a little deflated being where it's at. But yeah. That save is crazy.
Bam block. I'll go Bam block.
I'm going, Bam, I've never seen a man's hand like go
it's a great
inside
question.
A rim and then just.
Yeah. Yeah, probably ruined his for the playoffs too.
But Bob
save is crazy. Like that,
Bob save is crazy.
I don't even know how many like. I say this as just.
But there was more time left.
Yeah,
if it had gotten through.
I mean, like we say openly on the show, we're hockey novices with all this stuff. And we were talking last night, like, he's an odd goalie because he's not that big. He's very skinny and 6'1", but he is as flexible and as dynamic with his movements as, you know, a lot of guys. Now, Vasilevskiy's just a wall, and it's demoralizing going up against him, but, man, the moves that he can make, that was so badass, so cool. And I'm looking forward to tonight. Should be a fun one. Rest of our headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
Heat, of course, been talking about it all day long. Miami Heat, they even up their series with the Celtics with a 111-101 win. Tyler Hero, 24 points, 14 assists yesterday. He was 7 of 13, 6 of 11 from downtown. So the only two that he made was that sick bucket over Porzingis, but he was a sniper yesterday when the Heat needed. So was Caleb Martin. He was awesome. You know, Bam, you can't just speak enough about everything that he does for that team, you know, taking on the challenge. And then the young guns, I mean, Jaime, Nico, everybody really had a part in that win yesterday. It was just such a total team effort. And, I was just so happy with that performance yesterday.
Are you getting a little sense that the Kentucky boys feel like they're taking over the team? Like, all right, we know Bam's the captain, but mm-hmm. It seems like Tyler is taking more of a role, like being a leader, being the guy that everybody,
this is his moment. Like, this is the moment that he gets the chance to do that and that he can play that mature game. And he's honestly, he's going to facilitate and set up all his teammates for success in this one. So this is his moment. Like, you know, all the dirt that people can kick on his name and say, you know, his limit is this, his limit is that. I think that he's still discovering some of that stuff on how he could still be the most successful. Maybe he has, different paths. But I'll play this video for you now. This is from the locker room last night. And you could just see, like, Spo was proud of the way that he played yesterday. And saying that it was the best game.
Best playmaking you've ever been.
That's Goosey's right there. That's the best playmaking you've ever done.
Yeah. It's the best playmaking you've ever been.
You know when Spo gives you the point, he's proud. You know, he gives you the finger point.
That was direct.
That's in you. That's you, buddy. Goosey's. So, yeah, I think he is. I think he's proud. Udonis Haslam giving him those words before the game. Very, very cool for the Heat.
Oh, that's UD right there.
Yep.
Yep. Look, still looking old school, right? even as a guest, he looked old school. The OG.
Yep. He's got the
Oh, the enforcer.
Don't mess with that dude, man. It was great. Great performance from Tyler yesterday.
Look. He's such an enforcer. Even the guys around him got to show that same face.
Yep. Oh, maybe he's taking Thomas. You know what, Tobin? Maybe he's taking Thomas Bryant on his wing. You see who's behind him.
Yeah. He's like, okay. He goes, I'll teach you how to code red.
Okay. Now I see it. He's taking TB under his wing.
The
okay.
reports were from Yahoo Sports yesterday that the Heat were yelling from the locker room after the win yesterday, we code red. Scalabrine, if the Celtics lose this series, Scalabrine's got to leave town.
Yeah,
he's got to leave town.
Can we get code red shirts?
You know what? We should. And you know what? They should only serve code red at the games, like Mountain Dew code.
That's what I was thinking.
Mountain Dew code red is so sugary. I know I say this as I'm drinking Celsius, which doesn't have sugar in it, but it's sweet. But like that Mountain Dew code red, oh, that's like that first sip.
Never had it.
What?
Wait a minute. On a Saturday night. Give them some code red. They'll use it for other things as well.
What a game yesterday, man. Really, really fun.
You've never had a code red, JFig?
No. What?
No.
Did you shout out code red during the game yesterday? Were you, like, fired up?
I did. I did yell. And then I got a phone call during the game, and then I started yelling at the person.
Who called you?
Tyler.
Hero?
No.
No.
Oh, from promotions?
Yeah.
What did he want?
Hey, so check this out.
I do the things after the show. Right?
Well, doesn't he know the Heat game's on?
Exactly. That's exactly what I said.
Don't bother me when the Heat game's on,
Tyler.
I said,
don't bother me when there's 35.6 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Big Spoon can make that happen, right?
That's why I wore a 3% shirt yesterday.
Hey.
Yeah.
Code red, I'm all for it if Big Spoon all wants right. to get to it. Schmeathen says Washington got the code dead.
Point for
Boston.
Witcher.
Tim, what's going on, man? What's going on, Tim?
Leroy!
Leroy!
But going off what you guys are saying, for you need some more game ops. You need to get with your people that when those stupid Celtics come out of the locker room, they play Morgan Freeman screaming, code red, enemies in the building!
Game ops, get on it. Game ops, get on it. Did you see Leroy, by the way, speaking of, you know, I put up my Leroy video yesterday on Instagram.
Very dark once again.
What do you mean?
No, but it was red background.
It was a red background.
Yeah, you didn't get the red background?
No, I saw the red.
Code red.
It was a lava background.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
No, don't call it the lava. Then Marcos is going to think.
My background on my phone's pretty dark.
He's going to think he's starting a thing.
Don't worry. He's in Detroit. He's in 8 Mile. Don't worry about him.
But did you see who liked it?
Hey.
Was it Goron?
He ain't close to 8 Mile.
I'm just saying.
He ain't close to 8 Mile.
Bro. Do you think you dig that, like going to the draft? Because there's going to be a year they go down here, yeah? Like that feels like that has to happen.
It has to, but the thing about it is, if they come down here.
They got F1, right? Is that a problem?
No. F1. Here's the problem. Because you notice they said that there's only 12 players going to this year's draft. Yeah. You know why?
Everyone's going to come down. Yeah.
Because it's Detroit. Nobody wants to go party in Detroit after they've been drafted. But if it's in Miami or Las Vegas.
Oh, we're red flags. Forget code red,
man.
We could sink some draft stock down here.
Some of those guys might not even make it to their first practice. Snipers are going to be sniping.
You know what's going to be great? Like, let's just say, like, the Patriots do something that really upsets their fans today. Like, take a lineman at number 3.
Oh, Jesus.
They're like, what? You said you were going to take Drake May. Now what am I going to do?
Why didn't the Maple Leafs help us out yesterday?
I know, hey, dude.
It would have been so good.
Question.
Yep.
How often does a quarterback get praised early in his career? He gets progressively worse and reveals more of himself, but still goes top 5.
Talking about Drake
May. You see
what
I'm saying? Because Drake May, remember 3 years ago, Drake May was going to be a #1 pick.
3 years ago,
and,
early this
and he's
September.
He's gotten a little bit worse each year.
Yeah, he's one of those that, like, it's the prototype of it. That's probably, like, the argument with McCarthy, right? Because, like, McCarthy, it's nobody really knows because they were so dominant running.
But you know why I don't have a problem with that? Because Jim Harbaugh went in the first round. And he was in the same position.
Mm-hmm.
We ran the crap out of the ball. I told him when I saw him the first time we played against him, I can't remember you throwing enough passes to go in the first round.
Dade South brings up Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of quarterbacks went that draft.
His freshman year, everybody loved him. And then the next 2 years, he
right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, shouldn't it be the other way? Like, most of the quarterbacks that end up having success in the NFL are the quarterbacks that end up their last 2 years flourishing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You like.
So let's think. How many quarterbacks have been good for 3 years
and
come
Luck.
Out? Because most of them won't even stay for 3 years.
Yeah, Andrew I mean, like, Luck. Even Joe Burrow was only impressive for a year.
Andrew Luck.
Right. Huh?
Andrew Who? Luck.
Andrew Luck, because he started as a freshman.
3 years.
Yeah.
Sucked for Luck was going on for a while.
They had a question on, you ended know, up, ask Himbo.
Ended up with Ryan Tannehill.
What team drafted in the current day era, what team drafted the most first round draft picks at quarterback? In the
Who asked that?
Modern football. You know how they have to ask Himbo during
Oh, ESPN?
Yeah.
And what are the and what was the
What
answer?
Franchise
It's gotta be the Browns.
Drafted the most first round quarterbacks.
It's gotta be
the
Browns. It's gotta be the Browns.
Jets?
The Browns.
No. The Rams.
The Rams?
The Rams.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rams, huh?
I thought it was Indianapolis.
Yeah, but their guys have each had pretty long. Well, no, because they went vets so many times.
But I'm just saying,
Considered modern era when they merged?
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't you, like, at least Cleveland over the last, wasn't the time when you were drafting quarterbacks left and right? Manziel.
They only had three.
Tim Couch.
Yeah, Tim Couch. Well, which Cleveland do they count? Like, do they separate?
No, they count.
Oh, yeah. That's
not Baltimore, right. Cleveland.
Yeah, but you guys came around twice, you know what I mean?
Well, who did they have before they signed Watson? They had Baker, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, he drafted
Tim
Baker.
Couch.
Yeah.
Huh.
But no, the answer was Rams, and they have four.
Dude, we just named four.
Here's what happened. Remember, I think they drafted a quarterback, and he didn't play quarterback, Eric Crouch.
No, he didn't. He was the high. Yeah,
he was the first. He went in the first round, though.
Schmeath and Schmolnick says ESPN asks Hembo. Leroy asks his co-host Hambone. Hey, man. I don't like him.
Point for two.
Take a quick break.
And I can't ask Hambone about hockey. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's very technical questions. Take a break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
15 minutes of heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
All right, as Tobin's on the phone with a caller, 15 minutes of heat.
15 minutes of heat.
Some guy that was like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I want to talk about the draft." This is something about Detroit. I think you offended a Detroit native, or somebody did.
Oh, I did.
Somebody did.
I did. I said, "Who wants to party in Detroit?" That's why there's only 12 people going there.
There's places to party there.
Nobody's partying in Detroit, bro.
I'm not here to defend the honor of Detroit tonight.
Here's what I would say.
The Heat just beat the Boston
Celtics.
Always
beware of a city that greets you with a balled up fist.
Yep.
Interesting.
Kronk Jim, dude.
I'm not going to. You got to check in Detroit. Yeah, if you got to check in at a spot, it's not a place to go to.
I'm looking at now the video of Pat Riley.
I'm going to tell you what. When I was in college, but here's the kicker. If you're not happy with what's going on in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
you can just get in that tunnel and go to Windsor.
Looking right now at a video of Pat Riley in the crowd yesterday. Heat going up 9, less than 3 minutes left. I love Pat, man.
He's so fired up.
And even he knows next to him, like, fists going crazy.
Zoe.
Mrs. Riles.
Oh, Mrs. Riley.
She kept looking at him.
Chris
like,
Riley. Chris Riley.
Mrs. Riley's tougher than Pat.
Chris Riley is a gangster, dude. She's so fired up. Zoe's right in front of him.
Oh, okay. I know that's Zoe's goosies. Close.
Oh, of course. Of course. Zoe's always there. But like, to go from where they were in Philadelphia watching Jimmy Butler go down, you just saw the look of horror on their face to last night. you know, that's what he listen, that's what he built. That's what he built. That's why he hands the keys over to Eric Spoelstra and puts it together. Leroy, you know who we haven't heard from yet today? Would you like to hear from our to our resident NBA expert, Kendrick Perkins? Would you like his take on the game?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Every single time, man, every single time, I start to put a little bit of trust, a little trust in the Boston Celtics. And here we go again. The brooms. Think about the brooms. This was supposed to be a sweep. Y'all a far better team. No Jimmy Butler, no Terry Rozier. But damn it, here my big dumb ass go again. Knowing I know better. Knowing that Eric Spoelstra and Joe Mazzulla is a damn matchup. Eric Spoelstra had them boys ready to go, and they showed out in great fashion. Look, Celtics, man, why can't y'all do right? I'm not saying y'all not going to win the series, but damn. For sure this should have been a sweep. Y'all supposed to be standing on business. This is the moment that y'all been telling the world y'all been waiting on. You know what you do when you're playing a shorthanded team like the Miami Heat? You tuck them in. Read them a bedtime story. Give them no life. Now you got to go down to South Beach. The series tied 1-1. They playing with house money. And now you got to go handle business. Crazy, man. It's just crazy. Matt, my apologies to all the Heat fans, to Espo, to whoever else, man. Go ahead and give me the business for the night. You know what I'm saying? I deserve it. Damn Celtics, as soon as I start to trust in them, just finish the damn series off. Carry on.
Damage is done.
He did. Wait, but I will say this about Perk.
He's accountable.
He did say, I get whatever I get. Go ahead on and give it to me. I deserve it.
Whatever.
Damage
he
is done.
Gutless.
Apology not accepted. Apology not
That's
accepted.
Fine. You don't have to. Listen.
I don't accept it. He's going to, because you want to know something? When the Heat upset the Celtics in this series, he's going to try and weasel his way back in. He's going to weasel his way back. He's going to try. I guarantee you he will.
Can I just say
And
this?
Just let him know.
Has he ever said Eric Spoelstra's name right?
No.
He's even like Spoelstra. Spoelstra.
Doesn't say Bam's name right either.
Oh, this no. Guy. He don't even try.
Good hands.
He just call him Bam. Oh, you got – ooh, can we get this one?
Hmm?
Can we get Jimmy?
What do you mean?
Can we get Jimmy?
You want Jimmy's IG?
Yeah.
Pull, I got to.
Put the IG on Jimmy. if you guys are listening to us right now, Jimmy Butler on Instagram yesterday, he posts the Sports Center caption last year of Jaylen Brown. It says Jaylen Brown on Celtics being down 3-1. Don't let us get one. So Jimmy photoshops his face over Jaylen Brown, posts it on Instagram, and he goes, feeling cute, might delete later. Psych! I ain't deleting Psych. Bleep.
Psych.
Hey, even broke down and battered.
There,
the silly sauce
there.
Is strong with him.
I like it.
Hey, that's funny. That's funny.
We're having fun, baby. What a performance. What a performance.
Hey, but you know what? I'm going to tell you who they're going to put the blame on.
Oh, Mazzulla.
No.
Who do you think they put the blame on?
Porzingis.
Well, Porzingis ruffled some feathers. Porzingis was like, I don't care about Bam in the matchups after game one. And you might want to start caring. You might want to start caring, Kristaps.
Well, and here's the thing. You may not have to count worry about Bam. But how you going to let Caleb Martin get up in your kitchen?
Yep.
And shut you down, right? You know, here's the funny thing about that game. They switched everything, and whoever was on Porzingis locked him up. Right? And I saw a couple of times where Tyler was back. He was on him. And I'm like, is this not a – when LeBron was facing What's his name?
Berea?
He wouldn't post. Right. Berea wouldn't post him up. Like, because it just look. You look at some matchups on the court and seeing a Liberty dude standing behind Porzingis and he still go 1-for-9. Like, you like, come on, dude. You can't talk no trash about one guy when they don't even got to put their main guy on you to lock you down.
Listen, he thinks he's along here for a ride. He's just getting welcomed into the next chapter of their disappointment. I love it.
See, everybody gets some disappointment.
I love it. I love it. I'm
handing
so
out disappointment like Oprah hand out
dude,
cars.
I cannot wait for Saturday. I cannot wait to see what that building's going to be like.
I know you boots on the ground, right?
Hell yes, dude. Hell yes.
That don't sound like you going there as a.
Well, no. I mean, I'm very professional. I'm very professional. I keep it together. You know, I keep it together. Even though I am mocked by other Heat journalists for picking the Heat in this series, it's what I do. What did you guys think? I was going to pick the Celtics, idiots. Of course.
Where's
I was
gonna... your camera going to be pointed at?
I don't know. Hard to say.
Hard to say.
But hey. I'll tell you one thing. When it comes down to when it's time for business, I button it up. I'm not a show pony. You guys seem to think I go in there la-di-da like I'm a clown, like I'm a carnival barker.
You ponied last year.
When did I pony?
Mike McDaniel?
Literally all the time.
But it was before the game. What's the big deal?
No, you were all you like. It was almost stalking Mike McDaniel.
What about
last
when
year.
Steph came to town? We ain't see no video, no Heat players.
Nope.
That's not true. I took video of Jovic right as it was going on. Of course I did.
You saw video of Jovic watching Steph.
Jovic dapped me up. He goes, hey, buddy.
He didn't say that.
But he did dap me up.
This is like returning stuff to public.
What do you
now
mean?
Now you need a receipt.
So we now gotta I got to get.
On everything you do.
Now I need receipts of all the Heat players who dapped me up?
No. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about your pregame footage.
Yeah.
And never, ever is anything basketball related.
That is not true. This is why I don't accept you. Because you're not on social media. You finally make an appearance yesterday. You go look at my account right now. All I do is put up Heat basketball stuff.
No.
Sometimes those lens focus on the wrong thing.
Pre-game. That you send us.
Dude. Well, I send it to you guys. Hold on. What do you care? If I send you video.
Ooh, look at Mayweather's shoes.
Remember that discussion.
Did you send pictures of Kyle Lowry's backside as well, seeing how big it was?
Yes.
No, that's not what happened.
Yes, he did.
No. You guys are changing it. See, this is why I can't trust you guys. That's not what happened. What happened was that rat source that we have in the building, he was taking pictures of me taking video of Kyle Lowry while the Heat dancers were dancing. I wasn't looking at them. I was looking at Kyle Lowry. You want to know why? Because I'm a professional. That's why.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay quiet. We got someone here.
Can you believe what they're doing to me, Tommy? They're sitting here trying to call me a show pony, and that's not the case.
You are a show pony.
Why? What are you saying? I'm not a show pony.
I didn't say that. Brendan is a show pony.
Brendan.
I thought you and I were like this. And
call
this
you
is
by
what,
your first name.
This is what you do to me?
Hey, now you see what it's like having
ridiculous.
A little snitch around.
This is ridiculous.
Snitch mouse ratting me out on the beer drinking.
This is ridiculous.
Leroy is also a show pony.
That a boy! Woo-hoo-hoo! Shoes on the other foot, dude!
Damage is done.
We play.
Yes, that's right. Everybody know the truth by that.
We play a little Goosies No Goosies coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Luke Bryan is coming to South Florida in September, and we got your chance to win tickets to see him at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. I'll give those tickets away next hour, so stay tuned. We got some Luke Bryan tickets coming on up. It's time to get to our favorite Thursday game, a little Goosies. No Goosies. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Doing well.
What do we have today for G No Goosies?
Well, well, well. We were talking about him last segment. We have Jimmy Butler texting Tyler Hero before game two.
Wow. He did that?
He did.
He did that?
He did.
Jimmy Butler texted Tyler Hero?
He did.
That's Goosies. Why are you looking at me like
Goosies.
That? Sending a message, Leroy. Making an influence where you can.
We just know what gives you the Goosies.
Anything.
No, that's not true.
You're a loose goose floozy.
Don't say that. That's not true. I'm not a loose goose floozy.
You can goose for anything.
By the way, being a floozy at this time in 2024 is nasty work.
Man. Do you have the Goosies from that?
I do, because it shows, you know, like, one of the hardest things to do is still stay involved when you can't participate. And I'm more than sure Jimmy's pissed off that he can't play, but still communicating with his guys, that's, you know, that's really cool. That's cool right there.
He told Chris Haynes, he said, Jimmy texted him, it's not all about scoring in the playoffs. You got to make the right play.
And that's what Jimmy does.
Yep. Crazy. Jeffy, did that give you the Goosies?
Of course it gives me the Goosies, because guess what? It worked.
Yeah, it
did. Whatever Goosies! Was in that text, it worked.
Vlad?
It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, come on.
He's a Knicks fan.
So is that a yes or a no?
It doesn't matter to me.
What if Julius Randle texted Deuce McBride?
I mean, obviously that would give
you know
me
what? Nope. They say Julius Randle, stay out of grown folks' business. Because y'all didn't even want Julius Randle. So why
him.
All of a sudden y'all want him to get Goosies for a text he's sending somebody else? Don't be fake.
It's going to be great when
y'all didn't want Julius Randle 6 months ago.
When the Heat win this series, all these East teams are going to be celebrating like the Heat slay the monster, and they think opportunity is going to open up for them. And what they realize is, oh no, the Heat just won the East. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But anyway, you guys got the refs in your pocket tonight, so you'll be all right.
Oh, now we got the refs in our pocket.
Oh, dude, you know. Listen, dude, I don't know what talks Ben Stiller's having with the officials.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why can't a team win because they better?
Let me just ask you something.
I
never knew Tobin was a Philadelphia 76er fan.
I'm not a 76er fan. It's the only thing that is the saving grace in all this is that they're going down and that they are having a problem. That helps. I mean, like Joel Embiid and Kyle Lowry back and forth being like that, insane. But anyway, can I just ask you something? You know, all this talk of code red and all that stuff, right? Why is it that when accidentally Jason Tatum gets run into by a shoved Caleb Martin, everybody in Boston loses their mind?
Oh, here we go. But you know where this is going.
Let me just ask you something, Leroy. When Jason Tatum shoves Jaime Jaquez in the back when he's not looking, when he's in the air for a layup, not a peep.
He's a rookie.
Not a peep. Crickets. Why don't we talk about that? Dirty Jason Tatum. A dirty player. Cheap shot artist. Just think about it. Just thinking about it.
Can you do me a favor?
Is anyone questioning his suspension?
Stop. Talking like Scalabrine.
No, I'm just asking. How come nobody said anything?
I didn't hear. Just ask. You sound like Scalabrine.
I don't sound like Scal. I'm saying let's talk about it. If you want to talk about code red this, code red that, why aren't we talking about Jaime Jaquez getting shoved midair by an alleged star? It's interesting. We don't have to say anything else on it. It's just interesting.
You're the only one saying something on it.
Oh, that's not true, dude. It's all over Twitter.
We don't have to say anything else.
Ridiculous. Don't you ever touch Jaime Jaquez.
You don't want to talk about it. So if you stop, everybody else will stop.
Ridiculous. What else you got for Goosies, No Goosies, JFig?
I'm surprised he didn't bring up old boy from New York.
Who?
That stepped on Jimmy's ankle.
Oh, dude. Task at hand. I'll get to him when we get to them.
Mm-hmm. As long as you know you're getting to us.
So you saying the Knicks are gonna win that series?
I think the Knicks are gonna win that series. I think Joel Embiid's broken, dude. It's like
he can barely move.
He can barely and but quite honest. And I'll be honest with you. I can't believe I'm gonna
say this. He's got the greatest touch I've ever seen for a big man.
I can't even believe I'm gonna say this. I think the Knicks are better than the Sixers. I do. You haven't even gotten a good game from Jalen Brunson yet.
I don't even think it is. Now, as much as Leroy wanted to say, you know, we would rip Julius Randle. The way the referees are calling the NBA, these playoff games, this would fit right into Julius Randle's wheelhouse.
Pull in the China shop.
Yeah, because they're not gonna call. They're not gonna call anything. So if they're not gonna call anything,
down and go.
It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unless your name is Jason Tatum, then you get every call. Whistle on the take.
Man, you make sports not fun with all your whining.
My mentions really disagree. Do. We're having a lot of
you
fun.
You're making an enjoyable experience watching a game with all your whining.
I don't know. He's been on cloud nine since last night. So
I know, but he's still, even with that, he's still like, look.
You let him have his moment, now, man.
Look at this guy. Look at this shove artist, Jason Tatum. He's touching Jaime Jaquez.
No.
What do I do?
Go down. There you go.
There you go. Right there. Leave it there.
Look at it. Shoving him in the air.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's
work.
A dirty player. That's
dirty.
You're a dirty player, Jason Tatum. You play dirty.
Did he get the
No.
Of course not. He's Jason Tatum. They would never whistle their poor little baby angel.
It wasn't even a
Give
foul.
Give him a minus one.
No!
They didn't call a foul?
Nothing, dude.
Minus one.
Wow. I thought we were talking about whether it was flagrant.
For deception.
Usually if you push somebody in the air, that's flagrant.
Yeah, unless you're sweet baby angel Jason Tatum, gift to the NBA, who can do no wrong.
That video shows otherwise.
What else you got for Goosey's No Goosey's?
Well, how does this sound to you, Tobin?
Hmm?
Hold on to your seat.
Hmm?
Okay. Miami Heat players saying, "We're Code Red!" After game two.
They said that?
They did.
It's all Goosey's galore. Goosey's
galore.
Oh, wow. This team's got no shot, Boston. They don't know what
that
they're
was good.
They don't know what
that
they're walking into
good.
On Saturday. They don't know what they're. I mean, it's
Goosey.
They won their one little schedule win. That's all they got. That's all they're gonna get. Ass kickings are coming right their way. Wait till Terry Rozier comes back, by the
when
way.
When is
mid-series.
He coming back?
Wait until we get the report before game four that Terry Rozier is now listed as questionable, and he's coming off the bench to just cook his former team. You sent me to Charlotte for Kemba Walker. But anyway, I got the – Leroy, do you have the Goosies for We Code Red?
I do, but for different reasons, right?
Hmm? Don't lie.
Anytime a team or a player – can get some get back with somebody that's running their mouth, that always give me the Goosies, right? So that's why I have the Goosies, not all that nonsense you were talking about.
Hmm. Interesting. Jennifer?
I'm all about the nonsense, okay?
The nonsense?
That kind of slipped out, but yeah. The nonsense.
Hey.
The nonsense?
The nonsense, okay? English
language. Hey, the English language kicking your ass too, huh?
Everything is kicking my ass right now, okay? I'm starving here.
Vlad?
Ooh, there's no food there? Tuesday uses
it's donuts, man. How much more sugar do we need?
Do you think I need more sugar?
I had to have a talk with my son during the break because I went to the vending machine multiple times. And I'm like, hey, you're a little wiry right now. I'm like, let's put that Twix away for later.
Jeez.
Give him some free donuts.
No.
They're all sugary, okay?
They're bouncing off the walls here.
Can I just say this?
Every child in the...
Listen, every child is running rampant.
Okay? I appreciate whoever brings donuts in or whatever. That's cool.
So do I.
Good looking out. Why they bring the lamest ass donuts that they make?
Because it's the cheapest ones.
No, I mean, but
they're
still.
They're all the same.
They get the, like, hold on. First of all,
mm-hmm.
I can't even make eye contact with you if you eat Bavarian cream.
I don't like I don't like any of those donuts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every time we do the drive by the donuts, it's like
where were we at? Oh, Vlad, do you have the Goosies from We Code Red? Goosies. Even you have to admit that's pretty Goosies.
Goosies.
I like it.
It's not the Code Red.
You know I don't hate you guys as much as I hate them, right?
Who, the Celtics?
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? It's the Vlad.
It's F Boston and everything, bro.
I really hate that city.
Like, it's F Boston on everything. I stand on that.
I hate that city. I hate that franchise. I hate those fans. And nothing gives me more joy than sad Bostonians. It really is. You know?
Yeah.
Because they really, like, lose it. Like, you guys are a little bit delusional. Like, you'll still love your team. Like, it's very strange. But in a way, I guess, adorable. But them, they're just the worst.
Wait a minute.
What?
What about you? You the same way with your team?
No, that's not true.
What?
I'm way different, dude. They call me well-measured Tobes, you know?
Hey, this is the funniest part about that. All you hear is a little voice.
The best part is that
nobody calls you that.
Nobody calls you that.
Get it, Bobby. Hey, hey, it's not fun having a little snitch in the house.
Yep.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
What else we got for Goosies? No Goosies today, J-Fig.
Well, we have Bam's response to Porzingis. Would you like to hear it?
I would like to. Let's hear Kristaps Porzingis being a curmudgeon. Here was Kristaps Porzingis after game one.
Kristaps, are you taking that matchup against Bam personally?
No, this is business. This is not... You know, we want to stop him as much as possible, but understanding they're going to play through him all the time. You know, he's going to be involved in all the situations. I don't care about him. I don't care about our team and what we're trying to achieve, you know, and this is not one-on-one me against Bam. You know, this is Celtics against Heat, so we'll make sure that's our focus.
Yeah, okay, you don't care about him? Well, guess what, dude? Big mistake.
But, like, you made it sound
big mistake. Big mistake. Here was Bam.
Nah, I'm not on social media, so I don't hear that noise. It is what it is. He can say what he wants. We just going to go out there in between those lines, handle business.
Now y'all reaching. You're reaching. You're reaching,
wait,
guys.
Wait. Vlad.
They're
Vlad,
reaching
Vlad,
right now.
Vlad. Did Bam not say the same exact thing that Porzingis said?
No, it was way different, dude. Way different.
Because he said, I'm not worried about Bam. It's about the Celtics against the Heat.
Why are you cleaning up what
Bam
he said?
I'm not worried about all that stuff that's being said. We just going to go out and do it in between the lines. Is that they said they used different words, but in effect, they said the same damn thing.
Yeah, it's the media trying to start something. Right. They're trying to start something outside.
I don't feel like it was
Bam's name.
I feel like this is the way I feel about it.
He made it about the Celtics
and the Heat.
Let me feel
not one play.
This is what this is what I feel about
it.
I feel like no. I just
stop
you have your opinion. I took
that's
it
not
as
an opinion.
No. I took it as Kristaps Porzingis is an ingrate, and Bam Adebayo is class personified. What?
You're being a show pony right
That's
now.
Ridiculous.
Dude. You're being a show pony right now.
The same exact
I heard what you heard, Tobin.
You didn't hear nothing. Hold on.
Thank you, Jennifer.
No,
thank you.
No. I heard the man say, this is not a one-on-one competition.
You guys are cleaning up what he said, okay?
No.
Yeah.
No, he said it.
He said it.
You're cleaning up.
I don't have to clean up anything that he said. This is not
against
just
me.
Just
so
you don't
Bam.
Have Lucy's.
It's the Celtics versus the Heat. Did he not say that?
Did Bam say, I don't care about Kristaps Porzingis? He didn't say that.
He said it's not about Bam.
He didn't say that.
Nah, I'm not on social media, so I don't hear that noise. It is what it is. He can say what he wants. We just going to go out there in between those lines, handle business.
Exactly.
That's
way
class.
Different. Way
class.
Different. Because it is what it is. And what it is Kristaps Porzingis, you just got a lesson, dude. Welcome to Heat Celtics. You bum. 1-for-9. How do you go 1-for-9? You're taller than everybody else.
Hey.
Riddle me that, Batman. I don't think Roy Hibbert had a 1-for-9.
Can I just say this?
Hmm?
I hope that man don't go out and score 30.
He's not going to. He shook.
Okay.
I am putting money on Kristaps Porzingis to go over his
That's not
total.
He shook. He's got all nothing. Right. Point being, though, Goosies for Bam, no Goosies for Kristaps Porzingis.
I agree with you.
Leroy?
I got no Goosies about none of this garbage that you, like, fabricated.
No. I didn't fabricate anything.
He didn't fabricate anything. Did.
Yeah, you did. I heard the comments.
This is very digging.
He didn't start it off by saying, listen, we know everything goes through Bam. But in the end, it's not about Bam. It's about the Celtics versus the Heat.
Oh, I love how you. That's what he basically you didn't. But I love, you know, and this is why you're adorable.
They asked him about Bam specifically.
Yeah,
though.
But he said, I don't care about him. Why? Why don't you care about him? What are you, a jerk?
Get poopsies is funny.
I don't know how to play this game. Y'all playing.
Well, like, I won.
No. That. What did you win?
I don't know.
You almost won a baby outfit that you reneged on.
I didn't renege. I won the bet.
Yeah, but you. Oh, wait. Did you not renege on the bet before the game?
No. I was going to do it. If I had to do it,
I've never won. No, you weren't. No,
you guys, you know, you want to know something? You want to know something that's adorable about you guys? When have I never paid up on a bet? Never.
Did you say you weren't going to do it?
Do you have
I
it
said I shouldn't have to somewhere? Do it. I shouldn't
no,
have to do it.
I
said I shouldn't have to
you
do
said,
it. I said
saying.
I shouldn't have
no,
to do it.
No, totally.
But I was
no,
going to do it.
No, now you're fabricating stuff.
You hey. Guys are silly. You can't go.
Lie.
You can't take
please
my. Hold on. You
no,
cannot
no,
take. No, I'm not going to let you do this. You can't take my record.
Wait,
of,
could you say that? Wait.
You can't take my record.
I'm not going to let you do this.
I'm not going to let you do this.
Tell the truth?
No. I'm not going to let you do this because I've paid every bet that I've ever made. I have paid up in full with interest. So, ridiculous. Of course I would have paid the bet. But I don't have to pay the bet because
you
the Heat.
You don't have to. That's correct.
The Heat.
But you reneged. You said
I didn't
you
renege.
Wasn't doing it before the game.
You can only renege on a bet if the bet needs to be paid and then you don't pay it. Being
you
upset about paying.
You want beforehand.
Whining about paying a bet before
you
said.
You were whining.
Yeah, I was whining. I'll agree with that. I will. I will admit to whining. But whining about having to pay a bet
you
that you don't want
I'm
to pay
not
up.
Doing it.
That's not, you said I'm not doing
oh,
it.
Oh, you guys
you
are
were
ridiculous.
Very set on
you
that.
Guys are ridiculous. You think I, let me ask you something. You think I would have turned away attention?
He got you.
Boxed in.
He got you. Boxed he in. Got you. Boxed he in. Got you guys.
Boxed in. Oh, my God. You
show
are
pony!
Worst. You are the worst! Welcome to my world, everyone.
You boxed in, dude.
He called you a show pony, so he went the whole thing.
Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.